we welcome you for the very first Sunday of January 2024. Wait, 2024, yes, January 7. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, yes.
Indeed, we are back. And
yes,
not only online, but also our on-site gathering as well.
Yes,
so if
later,
you're watching and if you belong to MFC Davao, then...
Yes, in downtown, because we
don't
have
miss
a lot
it.
Of churches here in the city.
Oh, yes, so. Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, so, downtown, see you later.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're still... we will be continuing our series on the first and the second coming of Christ, because this is very important and we want the world to know that Jesus is coming soon.
Indeed.
Yes, and when he comes, he's not going to be a baby anymore.
No, he's not going to be a baby
right.
anymore.
And he's not gonna ride a donkey, all right?
Yes.
So
come to think about it, why don't we... I mean, the world celebrates Jesus as a baby being mm-hmm. born, and also Jesus dying on the cross.
Yes,
but why
his
not?
Death.
Why don't we celebrate his return?
Yes.
Or like, where? Why are we not excited about it? I mean, just
yes.
real talk, right?
Right.
Something to think about, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You know, this is an encouragement to all the preachers, the teachers, the pastors. You know. Why not focus on Jesus' return?
Oh, yes.
You know, because we have done a lot of preaching concerning Jesus coming. I mean, Jesus' birth, Jesus' death, his resurrection. And that is very important mm-hmm. because that pertains to a salvation, the gospel of Christ.
Yeah, no? The good news.
Without understanding the gospel, no one can be saved.
No one.
So it's very important also to let the whole world know that the king will return.
He's coming soon, indeed.
Yes. And when he comes, it's going to be a big mess in the world of, you know, everyone. Like my wife said, everyone wants to rule the world. There's a song that says
yeah.
everybody wants to
yeah,
rule the world.
Yeah, I know that song.
So today, we want to share with you, you know, why it's not a good idea. Okay.
To rule the world.
To attack Israel.
Oh, yes.
Okay, why? Okay, so to begin with, I just want to share with you that, you know, in studying the scriptures concerning the end times, you will read a lot of wars.
A lot of wars.
Mm. Now, we are not going to read all the scriptures concerning the wars because it's going to eat a lot of our time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you the four main or the four scriptures that I'd like to focus today. Okay, one is Matthew 24, Daniel chapter 9, Zechariah chapter 12, and Zechariah chapter 14. So those are the four scriptures or our
main passages
of scriptures for today.
Mm.
The rest will be in passing only, okay?
Yes.
Because the rest of the scriptures that we'll be mentioning today in passing
yes.
are scriptures that supports, okay? That makes the connection, that fills in the in-between wars.
Yes.
Okay? But it's not the main thing, because the main focus is about the first and the second coming of Christ. So we're not going to really focus on the details or which countries or, you know, we're not going to do that today.
Maybe
it's
that's
your
homework.
Yeah, that's your homework. Okay. But we are going to mention in a passing, okay, but the main scriptures, once again, is Matthew 24, Daniel 9, Zechariah 12, and Zechariah 14. So that is our goal for today. So for those of you who have not watched
our previous episodes.
On this series on the first and second coming of Christ, because today we are on part four.
Yes, part
okay?
four.
And this is exciting. Again, I'm going to tell you, next Sunday will be even more exciting because it's going to be about God's plan. So you'll understand why all of these wars, why, okay? And then until the end, okay? So you understand, and where is Israel right now? And a lot of people are confused why, you know, the modern Israel is not the mm-hmm. Israel the biblical Israel.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say, but it's not true. Because what Israel is going through right now is part of the plan. It's part of the prophecy. It's just that even though, let's say, 80-90% of the modern Israel is what they call secular Israel, okay, but God has a plan. Okay, and God has a plan, and then that will be discussed next Sunday.
Yeah,
part that's 5.
That's another
part
subject.
Part 5 of our series. Okay, so this, you know, okay, so let's jump into our first passage of scripture.
By the way, the title of this episode is The Wars Prior to and in the Time of His Return.
Yes. So, meaning to say there will be a lot of wars.
A lot of them.
And the world right now is going through a lot of wars. And we don't know which country is next. But let's read Matthew 24, verses 4 to
8. I think.
Yes, 8.
All right. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming, 'I am the Messiah,' and will deceive many.
Yeah.
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains."
Oh, yeah. And in our days, somehow, it's real. It's happening. Okay, it says, nation will rise against nation. Okay, ethnos or the ethnic groups, okay, same clan will rise against same clan. And a lot of wars at the beginning of this decade, from year 2020, 2022, I mean, a lot of wars around the world, you know, it's a war between close tribes, you know, tribal people, like Middle East or European countries.
Of the same
roots? Yes.
Perhaps?
So, nation will rise against nation. So now the threat, there's a rumor of wars, the North Korea against, you know, the South.
Yes.
Because it's what the Bible mentions, nation will rise against nation.
Yeah.
Okay, so
sad.
Just recently the leader of North Korea told his army to prepare. Okay,
for and what?
What about Taiwan? You know, I mean China and Taiwan. So there has been a threat of, you know, of war. So the thing is that Israel and the Arab countries still nation against nation, okay, or Russia and Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
So these wars, okay, so you see that this was predicted in scripture by the Lord Yeshua himself. The Lord Jesus himself said nation will rise against nation. But the next part is, it says, and
kingdom against kingdom.
Against kingdom. What does that mean? Meaning to say, it's a sovereign entity against a sovereign entity. So this is no longer nation against nation, but what?
A country versus another.
Yes, it's like world war.
Yes.
Okay.
Another world war.
Oh.
Yes. So sad.
So we had World War One, World War Two. So
Okay, man.
Guys. So are we here preaching something to cause you fear?
No.
No, that's not the goal. We want to prepare you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Okay, so you understand the what to do.
Yes.
Okay, the safest, the best thing to do.
Oh, yes.
Okay, is to be in Jesus.
Yes, that's the
right
winning
there
sign.
Is no safe place in the world today. Even in the Philippines, okay. Even in the Philippines, you know. Well,
that's
that is
topic.
Not for me to discuss. Okay, yeah. But the thing is that there's no safe place.
On the planet
safest
Earth.
Place on planet Earth is to be in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. So no matter what happens, that's why Jesus said, "Do not fear those who can kill your body, but not your soul." Okay. No one can ever do that.
Yes.
Okay, except God. So you must fear God. So you must submit to God right now, right? So, but the thing is that if you give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what will happen? You will live in the Lord, in heaven with Him. Okay? You will have a wonderful life. You will live in His bliss, in the bliss of His presence.
Mm.
Okay? But if you
reject,
do not side with God, okay? If you reject the gospel of Christ, then you are in trouble because you're going to suffer an eternal death.
Yeah.
So either you receive eternal life by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you will go to eternal damnation, eternal torment.
Yeah.
There's nothing in between that. Okay? No other options. Either you are in Christ, okay, or not. Okay, so, all right.
Choose
life.
Yeah.
So, Matthew 24 tells us that nation against nation, but it will lead to kingdom against kingdom.
Mm.
Okay, but it's not yet. We're not there yet, okay? So, and the Bible says, these are the beginning of labor pains or birth pains. You know, labor pains, labor pain increases.
Mm.
Okay? It increases. So as you can see, the war in Israel right now, supposedly it's a war against a terrorist group, Hamas, but now it's expanding to other terrorist groups.
Yeah.
So you see, it's also increasing, and that is not good.
Yes.
But what can you say? No, if it has to happen, Jesus said, okay. You will hear of wars, rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed.
Mm.
Okay?
No surprise.
You're not afraid. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. It's not yet.
This is all just right. The intro, basically.
Yes.
So
it's the intro.
Get ready for something.
Okay. So Daniel 9. Now, this is very important because especially if you are a Jew and you're watching and you're listening to us right now, we just want to share with you that there is a prophecy that the Messiah will come. Okay, let's read Daniel chapter 9, verses 25.
Okay, Daniel chapter 9, verses starting in verse 25. Mm-hmm. Know and understand this. From the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. Mm. After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing.
Mm.
The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
Mm.
The end will come like a flood.
Mm.
War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for one seven.
Mm.
In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and at the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
Yes. So this is what Jesus was referring to in Matthew chapter 24, which we did not read. Okay? But it's still in Matthew 24. That's why Jesus said, let the reader understand.
Yes.
Okay, what was said in the book of Daniel. So let me share with you. Know and understand from the time the word goes to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. This happened already in the Old Testament. Okay.
Yeah.
Then when they rebuilt the temple, there was a threat, etc. And then, of course, the scripture says seven sevens and 62 sevens. So
seven.
This is prophecy. That's why it's not easy to understand. But if you do your research, you know, you can find it, the details, in Google. Okay, just Google it, and a lot of articles from different Bible scholars, teachers of the Bible, they have it posted
online.
Online,
even so, AI. Chat models are. You know, you can ask them anything like this.
What
particular.
Is seven sevens and 62 sevens in the Book of Daniel 9? It will just pop up. Okay, so I'm not going to go into details to that. That's your homework. Okay,
the verses are in the comments.
Yes, because I just would like to focus on the main thing. So let's just jump on the verse 26. It says after 62 sevens. So you see, the point is, even in prophecy, God does a timeline. Okay, from creation, when you study the Bible from the book of Genesis, everything has a timeline.
Yes.
Okay? And it says, after the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. Okay? So you see, it happened already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So again, if you do your research, it will get you to the time in the middle, BC and AD.
Oh,
somewhere there, during the time when Jesus was born. Okay, again, that our series is what?
The first and the second coming.
So, when Jesus was born, okay, and then he had, I think, 30 years old, 3.5 years in ministry, and then he was crucified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as you can see, it says, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. Why? It's nothing. We have nothing because he did not die for himself.
Oh.
Okay? He gave his life. That's why he had nothing. It's not for himself. It's for us.
Oh, yes.
Okay? So Jesus was prophesied. It says the anointed one will come and he will be put to death. Okay? And we'll have nothing because it's nothing for himself. Okay? So he died for us. And it says, the people of the ruler who will come to destroy the city and the sanctuary. That's another thing. So this is prophecy. So every event, okay, this first pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, that's capital, the anointed one will be put to death and will have nothing. And then it says, the people of the ruler, this is not the anointed one, who will come, okay, after, okay, and will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Okay, this is why Jesus said that nothing will be left. Again, in Matthew 24, you have to read the whole chapter. Which we did not read the whole chapter. Okay, we're trying to
simplify things.
We're trying to summarize. Where are we? The people were to destroy the city, so they destroyed even the sanctuary, the temple.
Yes.
So during that time, the Romans, you know, destroyed the temple. Okay. Where are we? The people.
The end will come.
Anyway. The temple was destroyed. Okay, again,
in
you
history.
Do your research. Okay, so I don't remember
history. Yes,
but Israel went through a lot of wars. Even Israel was divided. The north and the
civil war.
So we were there. We were given lecture by our guide in Israel. Why? So they don't. Those in the north, they don't have the temple at that time. So we went to the place where they used as the temple. Not in Jerusalem. So anyway, that's a long story to tell. So, sanctuary. The end, it says, the end
will come like a flood.
Will come like a flood. But for us, it's not like a flood because it's a long, long time. Many generations.
Yeah.
but here's the thing. Remember, this is prophecy. It says, the end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end.
Yes. Sad.
War will continue until the end. So we had World War I, World War II, and
some other wars out there.
Yes. But those wars happened after the time of Jesus. Okay? Because remember, verse 26, Jesus was put to death. Okay? And then the next will be what? They went through a lot of wars. Their temple was destroyed. And then there will be more wars. Until when? War, what does it say? Last part of verse 26, it says, war will continue until the end. And desolations have been decreed. So, you see, what kind of wars? Devastating wars.
Very catastrophic.
Catastrophic. It's like when you look, it's all rubbles and ruins. So these are the kind of wars that we have today because it's been prophesied that it's going to be a lot of desolations, you know, that was decreed. Okay? So, and then verse 27, it says, he will confirm a covenant. Who? This guy. Okay? The same spirit. The spirit of the, what? The Antichrist. Okay, verse 27, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1:7. This refers to what? A day or a year, okay? Mm. Not a day, but years. 7 years. He's going to confirm a covenant. And in the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. So it's like this. Because, you know, he will allow, again, the rebuilding of the temple.
Mm.
And the offerings will be offered at the temple, okay, the same sacrificial offerings. But the thing is this, it says that in the middle of the seven, which is 3.5 years, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, okay, and at the temple. So again, the temple was destroyed, the sanctuary was destroyed, but it will be rebuilt, okay. Right now, we don't have a Jewish temple in Israel, right? But it will be rebuilt. They call it the third house, okay. So at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. So this guy, the beast in Revelation, or this in Daniel, or in also in other scriptures, in Thessalonians, this guy was referring to the leader who is going to be accepted as Messiah.
Yes.
In Israel. So remember, there's going to be wars, and Israel will be tired of all the wars, and somebody will come and say, hey, I have a solution.
Oh, man. Okay? That's a trap.
It's a trap. And they're going to embrace him because they will be allowed to rebuild the temple and to do the Jewish thing, and they're so, you know, excited about it for many years. They long for it. They wanted their temple back because they wanted God's presence back. But you see, in Bible prophecy, the false Messiah will appear first. Okay? And so that when the real Messiah comes, he will destroy the false Messiah. Okay? Because if Jesus will come first ahead of the false Messiah, who will Jesus destroy? No one. Okay, so Jesus is coming, but before he comes, before the real Messiah comes, the false Messiah will come. Okay, so you see, there's going to be a 7-year treaty, peace treaty. Okay,
man.
And no wars, and it's a good news to everybody.
But that's what they think.
It's what they think, but this guy is going to betray them in the middle of the 7-year peace treaty.
Traitor.
He is going to stop the temple worship, the sacrifices, the sacrifice and the offerings. Why? Because he will claim to be the God. So that's the last religion. The last religion will be worship of the beast. Okay, it's not the religions that we have right now. Okay, but this one, okay, will because this guy is possessed by the devil himself. He will demand worship.
Yes.
Okay, you can read that in Revelation 13 if you want some details. Okay,
and we've already covered this in the previous episode.
So
since the pandemic.
Yes, correct.
Long time ago,
we had a lot of series concerning the end times during the pandemic. So please
stream it. Yeah,
yes, if you have time. So
after this,
let's go to the wars. World wars will make headway to the new temple era. Okay, so this we will discuss this in a nutshell. Okay, again, in passing. We're not going to go through a lot of details, but Ezekiel 37, the prophecy that describes the rebirth of Israel, okay? Mm-hmm. And then Ezekiel 38 to 39,
yes,
is the prophecy about the Gog and Magog war, an unexpected war after Israel has recovered from its wars.
Oh man,
that is shocking, right? But the good news is this, but Magog will not win.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Magog will not win. God will intervene to preserve Israel. Wow, hallelujah.
Yes,
okay, well, so again, friends, we want to tell you this, huh? It says, Ezekiel 38:39, an unexpected war after Israel has recovered. Do we have a scripture? Yes, we have. Can we read that?
Ezekiel 38.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Verse 8.
After many days, you will be called to arms.
I mean, referring to Rosh or referring to Gog. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, from the land of Magog. Okay, go.
All right. In future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war.
See? That has recovered from war. So, meaning to say, Israel is going to go through a lot of wars again and again, fighting all these terrorists. And then what? And then time will come. There's going to be a time of
invasion,
a peace, and then they rest. Okay. So they will invade a land that has recovered from war. Okay.
Whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel.
Oh, so where is this? Where is this?
Oh, man.
In Israel. Okay. Whose people were gathered from the nations to the mountains of Israel. Okay. All right. So, which
had long been desolate.
Okay.
They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. You and all your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land.
Oh, okay. So you understand that this is going to happen. Not yet. Sometime in the near future, because the wars right now is not the war mentioned in Ezekiel 38. Okay,
yeah.
Because you have to consider the countries that will connive. Okay, that will unite. Okay,
yeah.
That will
form allegiances.
Yes, they will form an alliance against Israel. Okay, so it's not yet. Okay, but we're not going to read more. If you want to read more, you can do that after. Okay, later. Okay,
yes.
So that's Ezekiel 38. So when Israel was, you know, recovering from all the wars, then suddenly
there was
this attack. Okay, but the good news is that according to Ezekiel, Magog or Gog and Magog Gog will not win.
Yes.
Okay? Because why? What God is going to intervene. So where is that in the Bible? I did not give that, right? So that's in Ezekiel 38 verses 18 to 23.
Yeah, we have it.
You have it?
Yeah, we have it.
Okay, just a bit. Okay.
Okay, this is what will happen in that day when Gog attacks the land of Israel. My hot anger will be aroused, declares the sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fiery wrath, I declare that at that time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people of the face of the earth will tremble at my presence.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
This is the war that will affect
the whole world.
even the creatures, okay, in the sky
and in the sea,
in the field, on the ground, and in the waters. Wow, what kind of war is that? Okay, like the war going on in the Middle East, the war going on in the Europe, we're not affected here in our country. But look at this. It includes
everything. Every creature.
Why? Because of the presence of God. Okay? They will tremble at my presence. That is in verse 20. Continue. The mountains
will be overturned.
Oh, whoa.
The cliffs will crumble and every wall will fall to the ground.
Oh, no. Nothing is left.
Nothing is left.
Everything is leveled off. Leveled
down.
Down. To the ground.
Rubble.
Okay? Rubbles. Okay. So, everything flattened. All right? So, what kind of power is that? Okay?
Only something God can do.
Only something God can do. This is the kind of war. Okay. Anyway, verse 21.
All right. Verse 21. I will summon a sword against Gog and on all my mountains, declare the sovereign Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I will execute judgment on him with plague and bloodshed. I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him. And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
So you see, what kind of weapon is that? Okay, Israel has not developed a weapon that will cause earthquakes, that will cause the animals, the birds in the sky, the beasts in the field, every creature in the ground and in the waters to tremble. Okay, and then a weapon that will turn upside down the mountains and the cliffs crumble and fall, and then what else? A weapon that will turn the soldiers against each other.
Yeah, a sword against his own brother.
Yes, and a plague and a bloodshed and
rain,
pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and a burning sulfur on him, on his troops, and on many nations with him. So you see, no one, no country, not even Israel has developed this kind of weaponry. Okay? But only God can. So you see, they will not win against Israel.
Yeah.
Because at this time, you know, Israel's so tired, they just recovered from war. And then all of a sudden, the leader from the north is going to attack Israel together with his troops. But listen, this is going to happen. Why? Because, you know, the Lord already saw this. He knew, He knows, and He has a plan, and He already revealed to us what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And remember, a lot of prophecies in the Bible were fulfilled already.
Hmm.
And it happened.
Yes.
Just as the Bible says.
Yes.
So, this thing is something that will happen in the near future.
Hmm.
Okay? But it will happen just as the Bible says. Described. Okay, just as the Bible describe it to happen. Okay, so
that's good.
That's another war. So let's go back to the flow. Okay, first Israel will be reborn, the rebirth of Israel, and then Ezekiel 38:39. It's about the unexpected war after Israel has recovered from its wars, and then Ezekiel 40-46 is the prophecy about the new temple era. It describes an enormous new temple where the glory of God returns. The dimensions of Ezekiel's temple are far larger than the temple during Jesus' time or during Jesus' day. So this is not the temple in the past. This is not the temple during the time of Jesus under the Roman Empire.
Yes.
Because this is something bigger.
Something
okay,
bigger.
So if you want to know more, you read Ezekiel 40-46 and study it. Okay? All right. So, but the thing is, the flow is this. There's going to be wars, and then there's going to be this surprise war again. So, lot of people, they're so angry at Israel. Oh, you know,
they deserve
somebody
it.
Oh yes, yeah. and then they said that it was a war that's been just like there's a Judas. I mean, there's a Judas, you know, even Jesus had a Judas. But the thing is that we really don't know the full score, but everything will be revealed in time.
Mm.
Whether the war started intentionally or not, but will Israel be surprised? Yes. Even if they have even if they're so advanced in technology, you know, still they can be surprised. And here it is. They're surprised again.
Yeah.
This is something in the future. They were surprised. They did not know that this attack will come while they are resting, recovering from their wars.
Mm.
Okay? So, there's gonna be a lot of surprises. So, where are we again? So, but these wars, Ezekiel says there's going to be a temple time. Okay? A new temple time. Alright? And then Ezekiel 47 to 48, the prophecy about the new boundaries of Israel and divisions of the land. So why did I mention that? Because for me, this is very important.
Yes.
That, you see, up until when? I mean, how do we know God's plan or God's... because you know what? They say Israel is the occupier. You know, they're the, what do you call, another word for an occupier?
They're the colonizers,
okay,
something like
okay.
that.
Okay, we can say that. But the thing is that, okay, they go back to Joshua, the time of Joshua when Joshua conquered
Jericho?
Canaan.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So meaning to say, Israel conquered the land, okay? They stole it from whatever. So that's what they say. But here's the thing. Who told Israel to go and conquer the land of Canaan?
Mm.
It was the God who created the heavens and the earth. The owner of everything said, "I that's the land that I promised Abraham.
Your father, your forefather.
Your forefather, that's yours. Take it. Possess the land." So, the thing is this. It's about who's your God? Who do you believe is the real God?
Yeah.
Okay? So, Israel, God called Abraham and then the Hebrew people and then until the time of Moses and then Joshua, they took the land. They possessed the land where they are right now.
Hmm.
Okay? So it's a tiny little speck. This is so small land. Okay?
Yeah.
Our country is way much bigger than Israel. Okay, but here's the thing, friends. If you say Israel is a colonizer, when they only colonized or conquered the land which the Lord told them to take possession,
that's rightfully theirs.
It's theirs.
Yeah.
Okay? But here's the thing. Look at the Arab countries. How big? It goes to the east, to the west, up, down, how big? And even now, they have this desire to conquer the entire planet. Do you understand? You cannot blame Israel
if
they just wanted to live in peace, okay, with their neighbors in their small and tiny land.
Yeah.
Okay? It's God's inheritance for them. That's it. You can read that in not just in the Bible, but in other literature, in other history. Writings. Okay, it's theirs.
Yes, it's right.
Okay, so theirs. But the thing is that what is the plan of God? Okay, let's look. It's not there. Ezekiel 47:15-20. This is the prophecy about the new boundaries of Israel and divisions of the land.
Mm.
Okay? If you read from verse 15 to verses 20 of Ezekiel 47, and you do the Google again, okay? Because it mentions specifically the name of the places.
Mm.
And it's so exciting. I tried it. I look at, let's say, it mentioned about on the north side, it will run from the Mediterranean Sea to the Hethlon road past Lebo Hamath to Zidad. So, if you try to look, where is this Hamath, okay? Which lies on the border between Damascus and Hamath.
Mm.
So, you type, you know where Damascus is, okay? It's in Syria, all right? So, there's war going on right now there because a lot of terrorists are firing from that area. So, Israel is bombing where the rockets are coming from.
Yes.
In Damascus. Okay? The thing is this. You type Damascus, you type Hamath, it's all there.
Mm.
okay, in the map. Okay, so you understand that the present land area of Israel is not just that.
Oh.
It expands to the north. It includes Lebanon. It includes Syria.
Oh,
and
man.
To the east will include part of Jordan. Okay. And to the south, it will include the land that Israel gave back to Egypt.
Yeah. So okay? Basically, they're surrounded.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Okay. So the thing is this. That's why the only solution for peace is for everyone to come under the lordship of Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
Come under the lordship of Jesus, because if not, then, you know, if you come under the lordship of Jesus, you're going to love Israel, you're going to love the people of God,
oh, yes,
and you're
yes.
going to surrender to God and say, God, whatever your plan is, let your will be done. If this is their land, so be it. But we who are in Christ, we are heirs in Christ. So the Lord is going to give us our lot during that time. So don't worry. Okay? Israel is not going to take away everything from us, because we are part of Israel through Christ. Jesus is called the Lion of Judah. He was born lineage in the Lion of Judah. And if you give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You're going to be part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to be part of the family.
Mm.
And so, I'm not saying we're going to go to Israel and live there, but the thing is that God has a future plans for all of us.
Yes.
He loves us, okay? We just can't imagine it right now. But the thing is, okay, so those are the, that's the prophecy about the new boundaries of Israel. So now, again in passing, I just want to make it faster, okay?
All right,
Daniel 9, okay, is the summary of events from the first coming of Christ and the third temple time and the evil deeds of the beast. Okay, Daniel 11, 29 to 45, it's about the conquest of and the end, okay, of the beast. Okay, Revelation 13 is a detailed events during the dominion of the beast. Okay, so we already tackled this in our previous series. I mean, what's the series?
The two opposing kingdoms.
The two opposing kingdoms. I forgot, but
yeah,
there's a lot. During the pandemic.
man, there's a lot.
Did we
mention this on the rapture? No.
I think so, but there's another one.
About the endgame story.
Yeah, the endgame story. That's right. That series, okay, we discussed it. And so we're not going to discuss it here.
But
okay?
Later, please, if you have the time, and if you missed it, please take the time to stream it.
Yes. So, again, now we go to the main scripture. The first two main passages of scripture were Matthew 24 and then Daniel 9. And this time, let's jump into Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14. Why is this important? Okay, why? Because although there will be wars until the end, just like what we read in Daniel chapter 9, we want the whole world to know that no one can mess up with Israel and be victorious until the end.
Yes.
Okay? You can mess up with Israel, yes.
But don't expect a victory in
yes,
the end.
Yes, don't expect that you will be on the winning side until the end. Because if you side against Israel, you are on the losing side. Because the Bible already reveals, okay, the story.
Yes.
Who's gonna win? So you have to be wise. Be on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
Okay? So victory belongs to the Lord. And defeat is decreed on those who want to destroy God's people.
Amen.
Let's read Zechariah 12, verse 9.
All right, starting in verse 9. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem.
Again.
That day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem.
Ooh, all the nations will be destroyed. that attacked Jerusalem. Come on, guys. It's clear. It's clear. You cannot attack Jerusalem because it says, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem. Who will destroy those nations? The Lord Almighty. When Jesus comes, remember, He's going to touch down in... Oh, later. Later.
Around.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Stick around to find
out. Stick around to find out. Correct. Okay. But the thing, the goal is that all those nations that attacks Israel will be destroyed by the coming King of Kings.
Oh, yes.
Choose your side. Okay? It's very important. Okay? So, but the focus in Zechariah 12 is not that. Our focus here is the revival and the awakening that will happen to the Jewish people, which we are going to expound next week because it's part of God's plan. But I just want to give you a glimpse what's going to happen in Israel. Okay? Okay. Verse 10.
All right. Verse 10. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication.
Oh, yeah.
They will look on me, the one they have pierced. Mm. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be as great as the weeping of Hadad-Rimon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves, the clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives.
You see, they just... Their eyes will be open and they say, oh, the one we crucified, the one that we rejected is the Messiah. Yeah. He's a Jewish Messiah.
He was the one.
He is the one. The one that they pierced, the one that they crucified is their Savior also.
Yeah.
But what? Why? Okay, next week. Okay, we will explain to you why God allowed them to be blinded. That's why we have secular Jews today. Okay, but you cannot say that the Jews today are not the Hebrew, that the Jewish people today or Israel today is not the Israel, the biblical Israel in the Bible, because it's the same Israel, it's the same people.
Yeah.
But the thing is that what they're going through is part of the narrative.
Yeah.
Okay, it's part of the prophecy. So okay, so they're going to mourn.
Yeah.
Because now they realize, but that will happen because it says, I will pour out on the house of David what? The spirit of grace and supplications. This is God's favor. So again, unless the Lord regenerates your spirit, you cannot understand. But you say, oh, why is Israel rejecting the gospel? Why Israel doesn't like the New Testament? Okay. Next week. Okay. Again, next week. All right. So, let's jump now. That's why Paul said Israel will be safe. Okay. You see that part? Okay. It's Zechariah 14. This is the last part. Okay.
All right. Starting in verse 1. A day of the Lord is coming, Jerusalem, where when your possessions will be plundered and divided up within your very walls. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women raped.
Oh, man.
Half of the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be taken from the city. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights on a day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives.
Yeah.
East of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for it will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him.
Wow. That is amazing.
Shall I continue?
Wait. Okay. Let's discuss this first.
All right.
So what do you think? So there's going to be an attack again? The October 7 is not the only one. That's a sad part, because this time it's not going to come from Gaza. It's not going to happen in the south of Israel. But according to prophecy, not us, okay? I'm not prophesying. We're not prophesying this, okay?
We're just reading what the Bible says.
We're just reading what the Bible says, okay? But it says the attack will be where? In Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So be very careful, those of you who wants to attack Israel and wants the attack, okay?
Or those who have hatred towards the nation.
Yes. But when, specifically, this attack will be an attack in Jerusalem, towards Jerusalem, okay? So it says, where is it? Gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it, verse 2. Okay, in Jerusalem, the city will be captured. Okay, it will be captured.
Okay.
The houses ransacked, the women raped. Oh no. Half of the city will go into exile. Okay, so meaning to say, again, there will be a lot of hostages. Half of the city.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
But the rest of the people will not be taken from the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so meaning to say, some will be taken from outside the city. Also, I think the rest of the people will not be taken from. Yeah. So verse 3, then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations. Wow, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The Lord will go out and fight against those nations.
Yeah.
Okay. We just read to you that the Lord is going to what?
Intervene.
He is going to intervene. He's going to fight against the nations that attack Israel in Zechariah 12. And this time in Zechariah 14, again,
the Lord will go out
and fight against those nations as he fights on the day of battle. And verse 4, read, it says, on that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley. So friends, they sealed the gate, the golden gate, okay, because they believe that the Messiah of the Jews and Christians will enter through the golden gate, the eastern gate.
So they took matters into their own hands.
Yes, correct. And then they placed a lot of graves. They made the dead people. Okay, because
a cemetery.
Yeah.
Just
thinking that the Lord cannot come. Hey guys,
what an absurd thinking. I mean, really?
I mean, the Lord of glory, when he comes with power, and no matter what you do, you cannot block his coming.
Yeah.
You cannot hinder his coming. This earthquake is going to destroy it, okay? And it's going to, some part will go to north and south. So it's going to be a big earthquake. That is right after, or maybe at the time when this war against Jerusalem, okay, against Israel, will happen, will take place. So when that happens, woo, the Lord himself will come. Woo, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So on that day, there's going to be a touchdown. Where? In Mount of Olives, facing the Golden Gate, okay, the Eastern Gate. So, and so on and so forth. So, let's continue verse 12.
All right, verse 12. This is Zechariah 14:12. This is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths.
Oh, no.
On that day, people will be stricken by the Lord with great panic.
Yes.
They will seize each other by the hand and attack one another. Judah too will fight at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, great quantities of gold and silver and clothing. A similar plague will strike the horses and mules, the camels and donkeys, and all the animals in those camps.
So you see, this is again, this is a prophecy. Of course, modern warfare will include all of this iron made manufactured armaments,
vehicles.
Yeah, armored vehicles, etc. It's not going to be horses and okay. So the thing is that it's going to be a horrible day for those who attack Israel, for the enemies of the Lord. But it's a glorious day with those who love God and await
Israel
for His return. Okay, so this is what's going to happen during that time. Because the Lord is going to come, and then you see how God will strike all the nations, okay? Previously, I think in part 2, we discussed about Jesus coming with fire in His eyes,
blazing,
with a sword coming out of His mouth. Actually, it's the Word of God. We shared that to you. So if you missed that, please go back. But you see, this is part of the effect. When He comes and judge the nations and conquer, he will just bring with himself, His Word. Okay, so.
And I think that's enough to win a war.
That's enough. That's right. And He's going to defeat them instantly.
Mm.
Okay? Instantly. Without the use of
fancy
conventional weapons. So, the thing is that by His Word, and you see what will happen to the armies. The enemy armies, okay? It says what? Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet.
Yeah.
Oh, their eyes will rot in their sockets and their tongues will rot in their mouths. Guys, I don't want to be part of that army. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of that army.
Yeah.
Should our country choose to side with the enemies of Israel, and no way.
We're out.
No way. I'm on the side of God.
Yes.
So the side of God is always with Israel. Okay, remember that. Because why? Why is it that even if Israel does not believe in Jesus, does not follow God, or even Israel has failed God,
they
or
complain,
they sin a lot of times. How many times they failed the Lord and they're in sin and they were disciplined by the Lord.
There's a lot of things
they did. Still, Israel is Israel. Israel is God's chosen people. So we cannot
change that.
We cannot change that. And we will explain to you next week why God allowed it, because God has a plan. Mm. So even if Israel is not right with God, they are what? They are the chosen people. They are loved by God. And God has a plan for them. God will save them.
So stick
God
around.
God will intervene.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
Stick around.
Yes,
for next week.
For next week. Okay.
Shall I continue?
Yes, continue.
Verse 14. Judah too will fight at Jerusalem. Oh, wait. We've already read that. Verse 16.
16.
All right. Then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, and to celebrate the festival of tabernacles. If any of the peoples of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. If the Egyptian people do not go up and take part, they will have no rain. The Lord will bring on them the plague He inflicts on the nations that do not go up to celebrate the festival of tabernacles.
Mm.
This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the festival of tabernacles.
So, you see, I believe this is going to happen during the time when Jesus will establish His kingdom on earth. So there's going to be 1,000 years, or what we call the millennial reign of Christ. And everyone is going to go and pay tribute, you know, to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is seated on His throne in Israel. He's going to rule from that land, from that city, Jerusalem, okay, in Israel. Okay, so that is God's land. Do not ever take away God's land, because you are in direct collision with the owner, with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords if we do that. So if our country will tell us to, you know, join the forces who will attack Israel, no. It's a no. Why? Because you are attacking God.
Mm.
It's like attacking God himself. Because God said, that is mine. Okay, I will write my name on it. Okay, and this is God's inheritance for his children, for his chosen people, Israel. So that is why when he comes, he's going to attack those who attack Israel.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we covered the topic that we want to cover.
Yeah.
But at the end of the war, all the armies of the world, okay, are done. Okay? They are obliterated by the word of God, and they're destroyed. And then you see the plagues that will strike them in the battlefield. Oh no, I don't want to be part of that army, okay?
And we hope that you're not going to be a part of that too.
So be careful, because when God executes his wrath against those who are against Israel, oh no. But here's the thing.
Mm.
We just want to tell you that there's nothing more important than your eternal salvation.
Yes.
There's nothing more important. Although we discussed about all these wars, I hope, okay, that you see the picture, okay? The picture that we're trying to paint by discussing part 4 of this series. And that there's no way for the enemies of Israel, the enemies of God, to win, to conquer Israel. Because when God comes, okay, by that time, the enemies of Israel will attack Jerusalem. Oh! They thought they won. Because half they have taken captives, and then they conquered Jerusalem. Okay, they thought they won, but boom!
Think again.
Somebody will touch down on Mount of Olives, and then he's gonna conquer them, and with him is the sword that will come out of his mouth.
The word.
Okay, and we already covered that also.
Yes.
So guys. You need to be in Christ. Okay? If you never, you have no remembrance, okay, of giving your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you this opportunity. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10.
Verses 9 to 10.
Yes, verses 9 to 10. Where is it? Okay. Can you read that?
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
Okay, so the thing is that you need to confess with your mouth. You need to give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You need to recognize that all of us have sinned. So, meaning to say, none of us are worthy in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't deserve to live with God in heaven. But Jesus was sent to be our sin offering. He died in our place. And all we need to do is to acknowledge who he is.
Mm.
Okay? And what he did.
Yes.
And if you do, if you want to live with God in heaven, you know, you should confess. You should say, Lord, I know I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Thank you for paying for my sins, forgive me, and I confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Okay, so if you want to give your life to Jesus right now, please pray this prayer after me. Say, Father in heaven, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ,
in the name of your Son Jesus Christ,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
I pray.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross
to pay for my sins,
and that he rose from the dead
on the third day.
I confess
that I am a sinner,
and I cannot save myself.
Forgive my sins,
and cleanse me
with
the blood of Jesus. Today,
today.
I entrust my life
to Jesus
as my personal Lord, and only Savior. Amen. So praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. And to those of you who gave your life to Jesus,
welcome to the family of God.
Yes. It's time for you to look for a church, a Bible-believing church, a church that believes that the Bible is the final authority. Okay, because there are a lot of churches that promotes another book.
And that's not true.
That's not the right church. Okay, look for a church that is fully committed to the Bible. Okay,
yes.
To the Word of God. So, and then also join a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're a minister, or if you're a Christian for a long time, or if you're a leader in a church, or if you're a pastor, we can share with you our materials. We call it DBS,
Discovery Bible Study.
That's right. Okay, so we are going to share this with you so you can
for free.
Okay, you just need to send us a message
on this Facebook page.
If
you're listening on podcast, the link is on the description.
That's right.
Or in YouTube as well.
Yes. So connect with us,
yes.
And we will share our materials so that we can, you know, usher in more souls to Jesus that will bear much fruit, okay, before Jesus returns.
Yes.
Remember, we have a small window, okay, because the prophecies are actually
wickedness
unfolding.
Is increasing.
Yes, it's increasing.
Ungodliness.
Yes.
Wickedness. Basically everything. But we want you to be rooted
in
God's
word.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that's it for now. And we'll see you again next week.
Please join us for next week.
Yes. Very important. Okay? Because everything that we discussed today has something to do with the plan of God for His people.
Yes.
Okay? A lot of the things that we will be discussing next week are things that a lot of Christians do not understand.
Yeah.
That's why they're confused. They don't know whether to side with Israel or not, or are they the real Israel?
Come on,
are
guys.
They the biblical Israel? Okay, next week we're going to tackle that. Okay? So God bless you all, and may the Lord bless you all. Bless us all.